I'm just going to read one verse tonight, and that'll be verse number 17.
Hey.
One verse, and that'll be verse number 17. Pray for me if you would. I'm real nervous tonight. I get that way a lot and whenever I'm preaching because it's serious.
Right.
And
yes,
you're handling the Word of God.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that handle this Word, and there's a lot of people that do this, and they don't get real serious about
right,
it.
Right, brother.
And it ain't just another day for me or anything like that.
Yep.
Preaching's... Hang on, these. There it is. I got it. Come on that time after I pushed it 15 times. But preaching's not just another thing for me.
Right.
It's not real easy sometimes. And,
sure.
Yeah. But anyways, James 4, verse number 17, says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for standing. You may be seated tonight. And here, I'll read it over again. It says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
Right.
And so pretty much what he's saying there is we know better.
Yeah.
And I want to preach to you tonight, if I could, just for a few minutes on keeping your distance from sin.
Right,
and, you know, I was sitting here and I was thinking about keeping our distance from sin. And the thought come across my mind Thursday night. Me and my wife, we was fishing a fishing tournament. And, man, the weather was all pretty and it was good whenever we got down there. And, man, it was nice. It was dead calm. And we got to our first spot where we was going. And Haley kept saying, man, Scotty, I can hear thunder. And I was just ignoring it because I was wanting to fish.
Right.
And, you know, we had caught one and caught another one there. And she said, it's thundering. And I turned around and looked. And, man, there was black skies just all behind us. And I said, maybe if we go up here, we'll get away from it. It'll go around us.
Go ahead.
And, you know, I said, well, we can go up here and we'll go back towards the dock just in case it starts raining on us or it gets real close to us. We'll be able to go and we'll be able to get in the dry and we'll go to the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to thinking about it and we was sitting out there and we was fishing Nathaniel right there by Trooper Island. We started down there by Hendricks Creek. And whenever we was sitting down there, the sky was coming. It was black coming from Mitchell Creek. And I said, we'll just run up here to Trooper Island. That way we'll be closer to Star Point and where we put in at. And whenever we got up there to Trooper Island, I set the boat down. I put the trolling motor to the water, and I made two casts. And, man, it started raining on me. It just come out of nowhere.
Uh-oh.
And we got back to the dock, and we got soaking wet and got in the truck, and we started up the hill. And I said, I told Haley, I didn't think that we was going to get wet tonight. And she said, what do you mean? We watched it coming for 2 hours. And, man, I got to thinking about that, and the Lord started dealing in my heart about that. And I said, man, there's a lot of us that we see sin coming, and we don't do anything about it. And we see sin, man, it'll get close to us holding, and we'll let it get as close as we can to us, and we won't do anything about it, Delmer. And that's what I'm going to preach to you tonight on keeping your distance from sin. If I would have been smart, and whenever I seen that black cloud climbing up the lake on us, and I heard that thunder that I tried to ignore, and I should have just went on to the dock. It would have saved us from getting soaking wet.
Yes.
And, man, I got to thinking about some things. First thing I was thinking about is the deception of sin. Sin is deceiving, Davis.
Yes.
You know, man, we can see it from afar off, and we'll say, we'll never let that get close to us. We'll never let that into our life holding, and all of a sudden, and it's on us, just like I done the other night. Man, I was sitting there and I could see it. There wasn't no wind blowing or nothing. I just started feeling big raindrops on me. And by the time I took off, man, it was pouring on us. And it deceived me. It looked a lot farther away than what it actually was. And, man, I got to thinking about over there in Genesis about Eve, whenever she took part in the fruit and things like that. She thought it was good. She said it looked good to eat and things like that. And I'm just paraphrasing now, and you know it looked good to eat, but anyways, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying tonight. It can look okay. You know, sin looks good from a distance, but whenever it comes and it starts getting on you and getting in your life, it's not real good. And that's what I'm saying tonight. There's deception, or the deception of sin. Whenever someone's got sin in their life, it don't automatically start right there. I mean, the Bible says though that we was born or shaping iniquity and sin. Did my mother conceive me? Yeah. I understand that we was born into sin, and we got an Adam nature and we got a sinful nature. But I'm just saying, a dope head didn't just start being a dope head one day. A drunkard just didn't start being a drunkard one day. It had to start somewhere. They had it at a distance, and then it snuck up on them, and it deceived them before they even knew it, and they was already, and it got hooked on them. And that's what I'm telling you tonight, the deception of sin. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but at the end thereof are the ways of death. And that's what I'm telling you tonight. It might seem okay holding. It might look good from a distance. But whenever it gets to you and sin gets on you, it's going to take your life and it's going to make it a wreck. So that's what I'm telling you today. I was thinking about that. And man, that big storm cloud and that rain, it was deceiving. It looked like it was going around us at one minute. And it looked like it was going away from us at one minute. I mean, the wind was blowing away from me, but the clouds were coming towards me. I don't even know how that works. I told Haley, I said, why the wind's blowing that way? It's going to blow it around us. It's going to blow it over us. But man, was I deceived? Was I deceived? And the next thing I was thinking about here, like I said, the next thing I was thinking about is the debate of sin. You say, what are you talking about, a debate?
Yeah, brother.
Man, you don't wake up every day and you don't just choose God every day. Not everybody does. I knew it's going to get quiet right there. You don't wake up every day and say, hey, I'm going with God.
Go ahead.
There's a debate whenever you wake up of a morning. You can say, man, am I going to do what this flesh wants to do today? Or am I going to do what God wants to do? And man, whenever I seen that rain cloud coming, I had a debate right there. Holding. Whenever I seen that rain coming and I seen that storm brewing, I had a debate. I could have said, well, I'm either going to go to the, I need to go to, do I need to go to the house, or do I just need to keep on fishing, hoping that's going to go around me? And that's what a lot of people do with sin. They have a debate. They'll say, man, is this sin going to hurt me in my Christian walk? Or is it okay if I let it in around me and my family? They'll say, well, maybe we can do this and it'll be okay. That's not going to work like that. That's what I'm saying. We need to get rid of the debate that we have with sin all the time. I mean, that's what I'm telling you tonight. That's just how we are, though. We always have decisions to make. And you don't, I mean, you think about it tonight. Every one of us in here has a debate with sin.
You're right.
We wonder if we need to do this or do that. Or we wonder if we need to go here or go there. And a lot of times what we'll do is, though, we'll say, man, we always win the debate. You think about it tonight, Rick. Whenever we're debating on whether it's good or bad, it seems like we're always the one that knows the answer.
Yeah,
but honestly, we're not the ones that know the answer. God always has it right, and we're always the ones that are wrong. There's no debate in this thing, Matt. There's no arguing with God or making a deal with God or anything like that. There's no debate in it. If God says it, it's going to be right. Always going to be right. And that's what I'm telling you tonight. There's no debate whenever it comes to being a Christian and doing right and acting right and talking right and walking right, Tanner. There's no debate in it. But it seems like a lot of times we have this debate that we want to try to do with God and things like that. We'll say, well, Lord, you know that it'll be okay. Lord, you know that it's fine if we do this. Lord, you know that I'll go to church Sunday and make up for it. You know I'll read my Bible and make up for it. No, that's not how this thing works. That's what I'm telling you today. The debate. The debate of sin. Every one of us in here, we got a decision to make. We got a choice to make. And I understand that we don't always make the right ones. But you'll never go wrong. And you'll never be let down if you go with the Lord. Ever. That's what I'm telling you today. There's a debate in our life, and it seems like that happens more than what we need it to. Because Bible says there's a warfare. Yeah. It's in our being. I mean, it's a spiritual warfare, Creston. Yeah. I mean, we're always fighting it. Always. And, you know, the devil's pulling us this way and this and that. And, you know, I'm just telling you today, most of the time in that debate that you have with the Lord, you're never right. Yeah. And that's what I'm telling you, though. Because, I mean, if you have to ask the Lord if something is, you don't understand what I'm saying? If you have to be like, Lord, I don't really know, you know, is this right? You know, is that, knowing, you're just trying to get justification. You're just trying to justify your sin. And, you know, more times than not, I mean, man, I'm guilty of it. I'd be like, Lord, I know that it's right. And then him tell me, no, it's wrong. And I'm like, oh, it's right. No, it's wrong. And then, anyways, the debate of sin. And whenever I was out there that night, me and her and I was fishing, and it was just a debate going on in my mind. I was like, man, I need to go back to the dock. And then I was like, probably not. We ain't going to get wet. It'll be fine. But man, all of a sudden, we just got drowned. We got soaked. And like I said, that's how it is with in a Christian's life or in a person's life in general. Whenever we think our way is right and our way is the good way, Delmer, it seems like it gets us in trouble more times than not. So first thing we seen was the debate of sin. The first thing we seen was deception of sin. Next thing we see is the debate of sin. Yes. And then the third thing we look at is the danger of sin. Oh, man, sin's dangerous.
Yes.
It's dangerous. And man, I got to thinking about that, and I was like, well, you know, me and her, we was out there, and I made it back to the dock just fine. Man, the rain was beating me in the eyeballs and things like that, and I couldn't really see that good, but I made it work. But I got to talking to some buddies of mine that was fishing that same tournament that night. And I talked to one of them. He said, man, I was running down the lake about 9 or 10 o'clock. It was pitch dark. He said it started absolutely pouring the rain. He said I was running 65, 70 mile an hour trying to get from point A to point B. You know, he was telling me. He said it was fine. Then all of a sudden it just opened up.
Yeah.
He said, man, I couldn't see anything. He said I just lost it all. He said I had to let off of it. He said I'm glad I wasn't close to the bank or close to any other boats because I would have probably wrecked. He said I couldn't see nothing.
Yeah.
And I got to thinking about that. Whenever he told me that, I said, man, sin is dangerous.
Right.
It gets on us and things, and it'll take us and it'll demolish our whole life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you don't understand. We don't really, I mean, I'm preaching to you tonight about keeping sin at a distance or keeping your distance from sin. And we don't understand really, and I don't think that we ever really take it as serious as what it is, how dangerous that sin actually is. Man, it's dangerous, Josh. And it can take, I mean, you think that you're bigger than sin and you think you can conquer it and things like that. You think you can fight the devil and things. Man, he can come in. He can make a mess of your life, Delmer. And he can take it and he can turn it upside down. Man, you think about it tonight.
Yeah, brother.
They ain't none of us that can outsmart him.
Right.
I mean, you think about the warfare that you have inside and the spiritual things that you deal with every day.
Yeah.
If we could outsmart him, I mean, the only thing that he's got, I mean, he's got access to our mind. The devil does. He don't have access to our heart if we're saved. Man, he can get in your mind and he can do with it what he wants to sometimes. Man, he can make a mess out of them things. He can get on your hands. Man, he can make them do some crazy things. He can get on your feet. The devil can. He can make them do some crazy things. That's what I'm saying. Sin is dangerous tonight. And we don't realize how dangerous that it actually is. Because a lot of times whenever sin's close to us, Jordan, it don't really look that bad until it's real bad. That's what I'm saying. Sin comes in a small. The devil will put small things in your life. And he'll put things in your life that, man, you're like, well, I ain't going to pay much attention to that. I think it'll be fine. You know, we ain't going to worry about that. That's going to be fine. And then all of a sudden, man, it's ruined whole families. It's split churches. I mean, it's done all kinds of stuff, all kinds of damage. Sin is a lot more dangerous than what we think it is. I mean, you think about what sin does and how bad sin can be and what it can cause. Boy, it's bad.
Yeah.
And we just don't, I don't think that we realize how serious that, and how really dangerous that sin can be. Because, man, we flirt with it every day. We do. We flirt with sin every day. Man, we ride that line. We say, well, I ain't going to get wet, but it's awful close. We lie to ourselves saying, it's going to go around us. I can outsmart this thing. My way's right. I can do what I want to. Man, sin will get a hold of you, and it's real hard for it to let go. I've seen sin come up, and I've seen sin take people down. It's dangerous, Matt. People be fine one day, and the next their life just in shambles. Man, it can happen that fast. It's dangerous tonight. I mean, you think about how dangerous sin is. And I'll flip over here to Romans 6:23.
That's a good.
It says, but 22. It says, but now being made free from sin, become servants of God. You have your fruit unto holiness and the end of everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death. The first part of that, for the wages of sin is death. It says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise the Lord for that. But like I said, you think about sin being dangerous. It says, Bible says sin bringeth forth death. How much more serious does it have to be? But man, people just flirt with it every day. Man, they live in it. They watch it. They cover themselves in it. I mean, you think about sin, how much people enjoy it. And how much people love it. Even people that sit in church, how much they enjoy sin. How much they like it.
Oh, brother.
It's dangerous, though. You can only lay in something so long without getting it on you. My dad told me that my whole life growing up. He said, you cannot lay in it without getting it on you. And it took me a long time to realize what he meant by that. You're not going to lay in sin without getting it on you. You can't. Sin is one of the most contagious things in the world. Because whenever sin gets a hold of you, it's going to spread. It's dangerous. They think all these sicknesses and stuff are dangerous. And listen, I'm not making light of any sicknesses and stuff. I'm not going to mention any of them, you know. But that's what I'm saying. You think those things are dangerous. Sin do a whole lot worse.
Yeah, brother.
Sin will take you to hell. It's dangerous tonight. Next thing I was thinking about is the discomfort of sin. It's not comfortable. Discomfort of sin. It's not comfortable at all. Since you've been saved, which I mean, I'm sure no one in here has. Have you ever sinned since you've been saved?
Go ahead, brother.
I mean, yeah, you have, and I have too. But that's what I'm saying. It's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel right. That's what I was thinking about whenever I was studying for this and writing my notes down.
Yes.
I was like, man, whenever me and Haley got in the truck, we was soaking wet. Yeah. And we had to drive all the way back to Jamestown. And it was not comfortable.
Right.
I was wet. The air conditioner was on, you'd freeze to death, and you turn the heat on. Because, I mean, we were soaking wet. You turn the heat on, you'd burn up, freeze to death, burn up. I mean, it was not comfortable.
Right.
And sin is not going to be comfortable. You think Peter was comfortable whenever he was standing over by that fire and he denied Christ three times and all of a sudden he heard the cock crow? Do you think that was a comfortable time for him?
Sir.
It said he wept. He was sorrowful. It was not comfortable whenever he denied Christ. I mean, you think about it tonight. Sin ought to make you uncomfortable. But if sin doesn't make you uncomfortable, if you enjoy it and you have pleasure in sin, you need to get saved. I mean, that's Bible. I mean, I don't know how else to tell it to you. I'm not being mean or anything like that. But like I said, if you cannot be saved and enjoy sin, it doesn't go hand in hand. If you're out there willfully sinning and knowing that you're sinning, and man, you're enjoying it, and you claim to be a Christian, you claim to be saved, man, there's a problem. Something didn't happen there. It's uncomfortable. Sin ought to be uncomfortable. It's not, I mean, it ought to cause some problems whenever you do it, Tanner. If the Lord is not dealing with you, whenever you do fall short and you do mess up, like I said, you need to get saved.
Right.
I'm not going to be, I'm not going to apologize for preaching. I shouldn't do that. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to apologize for that. But sin ought to make you uncomfortable. That's what I'm saying. You got to keep it at a distance. You got to keep your distance from it.
Yeah, brother.
Because whenever it gets close, even whenever sin starts getting close to you, you ought to start getting a little antsy.
Yeah.
You know, man, you sit there and it ought to start making you kind of get away from it a little bit more. But man, I'm afraid that there's a lot of people that even though sin's close, even though that it's right there, even though that they know that it's close, Jordan, I'm afraid that they like it.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that sin. I'm afraid that people's got too comfortable in their sin.
Yeah.
Too comfortable in their sin.
God help us.
Boy, that right there is dangerous.
Yeah.
Talking about it being dangerous, being comfortable in your sin. I mean, man, you'll see people out and about. I mean, friends that I got or friends that I had and things like that, or people that I know, I guess. I mean, it's just like, man, they're okay with it. It's like they're fine not going to church. They're fine get drinking every weekend. They're fine doing all these ungodly things. It's like they're unfazed by it, Holden. It's like it don't bother them. It ought to be uncomfortable. There's discomfort in sin. You think about David over there. You reckon he was comfortable in that sin he committed? No. You think Peter was comfortable, like I said already? You think Peter was comfortable whenever he denied Christ? You think the prodigal son was comfortable whenever he was over there living with the swine? Miserable. Whenever sin ought to be uncomfortable to us, it shouldn't be something that we can just live with. But I'm afraid there's a lot of people that's just living with it, Davis. I'm afraid that there's a lot of people that's just fine with it. Be like, man, it ain't hurt us yet.
That's right.
You hear that a lot. Whenever someone's doing something that's bad for them, it ain't killed me yet.
That's right.
Yeah. Sin bringeth forth death.
Yeah, brother. Yeah.
It's going to get you one of these days.
Yes. Yes.
The next thing I was thinking about here, I'll go back to Romans 6 and 23. Man, I got a lot of scripture I could read and things, but this is the direction that the Lord's wanting me to go. The last part of John 6 or Romans 6, 23, we see the deliverance of sin.
Thank God.
Thank God that we can be delivered from sin.
Yes, brother.
It says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yeah.
Man, no matter how much sin in your life. You know, the Bible says where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. So all the sin in the whole world, there was 10,000 times more grace than the sin. You think about it tonight. You can be delivered from your sin. You can. But you're going to have to get where you keep it at a distance.
Yeah.
You keep your distance from it.
Amen.
You're going to have to get away from it. You're going to have to quit lying to yourself, saying, man, it's going to go around me.
That's good preaching.
It ain't going to get close to me.
Yes, good preaching.
Until it does.
Yeah. It's too late.
It's too late. It's like Brother Creston said, it'd be too late.
Yeah, brother.
Because like I said the other night, man, I was sitting there and I was really wanting to fish right there. All of a sudden, it just started opening up, started pouring raining.
Oh,
I was like, well, we waited too long.
Yeah,
waited too long. Tonight, you can be delivered of your sin. Man, you can. The Lord can wash that thing white as snow. He can cast them away as far as the east is to the west.
Yeah.
Never to be brought back for you again.
Yeah.
The Lord can do that.
Yeah.
But you just got to trust Him that He can.
Amen. Yes.
Keep your distance from sin. Thank you for standing. Thank you, everyone, staying. Appreciate the good attention.
Good preaching.